The 108th Congress convenes this week with nearly 60 first-time members who need to learn the ways of Capitol Hill. Specialists give them lessons on the intricacies of legislating. Aides show them the tunnels leading from their office buildings to the Senate and House chambers. But no one's going to teach them Capitol Hill's unique silent vocabulary of body language and touches. A vocabulary that lawmakers use to bond with each other and also to assert power. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
First of all, let's be clear. This is a story about body contact, but not that kind of body contact. NPR has not learned anything new and explosive about typists who don't type or some lawmaker meeting privately with that special intern. Here's what NPR did do. Last year, we videotaped the scene during a Senate floor vote.
The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Akaka, Mr. Allard, Mr. Allen.
It's 41 minutes of senators milling around and, almost incidentally, walking to the clerk's desk to cast their yeas and nays. Just one voice is clearly audible, that of the clerk. We asked two specialists in nonverbal communication to watch and analyze. Their initial reaction? It's a hall of mirrors. Kari Anderson, a private consultant who advises business people and politicians in personal communications, says she saw a room full of powerful people all acting alike. Faces with attentive, slightly raised eyebrows, less sense of personal space than ordinary Americans.
Every organization, there's some need you have to get along, so they'll mimic each other. But this is one of the highest I've seen.
David Givens is an anthropologist specializing in nonverbal communications. Among his credentials, helping the Energy Department design a nuclear waste warning sign that could be understood 10,000 years from now. Givens looked at the video through the perspectives of animal behavior, psychology, and neuroscience. But first, he looked at it on high-speed playback.
It reminded me of an ant colony. They'd be touching their own body a lot.
Then Givens ran it at normal speed.
And found that the touching that did occur was very meaningful. It showed something about the relationship between the senators who were touching.
He was especially interested in one scene, a conversation among several Democrats. It's a 75-second display of most of the Senate's vocabulary for acceptable power touching. At the center stands Tom Daschle, then the Senate Majority Leader. The others approach and touch him, but he doesn't approach anybody. Christopher Dodd, another powerful Democrat, pats Daschle on the shoulder and then leaves his arm draped there. Daschle responds by putting his arm around Dodd's waist. This could raise eyebrows in other settings, but not here on the Senate floor. Givens says Dodd is trying temporarily to reverse the power structure.
And get dominance himself just by virtue of reaching out and touching. You can do this with your own boss. Go up, put your hand on the boss's shoulder, and temporarily at least, the boss has to take the subordinate position just because of the power of the touch.
A backstory gives this encounter some added meaning. Daschle and Dodd are allies now, but in 1995 they were rivals for the post of Democratic leader. Daschle won by a single vote. But let's go back to the video where the dance continues. Dodd moves away slightly, but keeps holding Daschle's elbow, even as he gestures with his free hand. Senator Patrick Leahy comes in from behind Daschle and gives the leader a quick two-handed shoulder massage. That prompts Dodd to let go of Daschle. Daschle briefly puts his arm around Leahy. If this truly is the common touch of politics, lawmakers themselves say it just comes naturally. Democratic Congressman Ted Strickland of Ohio, coming off the House floor after a vote, says that even as a trained psychologist, he's never thought about it much.
I don't want to read too much into it, but how do you get to the House of Representatives if you are not willing to engage, you know, in a very personal, almost intimate manner with other people?
Strickland sees truth in the wisecrack that the House is made up of 435 high school class presidents. And Missouri Republican Joanne Emerson, who's been watching politicians on the Hill since she was a child in Washington, doubts there's much meaning to the touch.
I dare say that nobody thinks at all about the gestures they make. And if putting your hand on someone's forearm is the right way to get their attention, then that's what you automatically do.
But our two outside observers say touches carry unspoken power. David Givens.
It goes right to emotional centers of the brain. And for that time period where the touch is on, it makes a person feel a little submissive.
The way it works, Congresswomen touch Congressmen, but rarely the other way around. Congressional staff might touch lawmakers, for instance, to get their attention at a hearing, but their touches will be tentative, not assertive. Some lobbyists will touch a lawmaker. Others think it's beyond the pale. When it comes to using the human touch as a political tool, one name reigns supreme on Capitol Hill, Lyndon Baines Johnson. En route to the White House, LBJ served 6 years as Senate Majority Leader. Historian Robert Dalek is the author of a 2-volume biography of Johnson, whose body language he describes as intimidating, controlling, dominating.
There is the famous story of someone saying that when you dealt with Lyndon and he backed you into the corner and up against the wall, well, when he began breathing in your mouth, you knew that you were finished. It came right down to that kind of closeness, bumping, touching, embracing even, a kind of semi-embrace, a kind of arm around the shoulder, a hand on your arm, holding your hand in his two hands, looking you in the eye, getting up close, and having that kind of almost intimacy with you.
That kind of almost intimacy worked in the 1950s, but nowadays anyone caught on TV administering the Johnson treatment would look crude or even sleazy. So for incoming members of Congress, Kari Anderson, the private consultant, has some advice. If members want to make an impression early, she says they should adopt one of the Capitol's accepted ways of touching and modify it.
You may tap the point of their elbow instead of the ways they tend to squeeze it with the thumb in the crook of it. Do something slightly different, which is within the acceptable range, and it will signal their attention. Ah, something different.
Anderson says that if the new lawmakers observe themselves, they'll see that they stop gesturing as much as they used to. Anyone with the power to walk onto the House or Senate floor commands attention automatically.
In fact, you're so powerful that you don't have to be emphatic to make a point. You have one slight gesture with your hand. It's close to your body. It's like we're all here talking about something. We know we're important. And why get heated about it?
Why indeed? Grand gestures are for grand speeches. That's political theater. Here in the halls of Congress, in the daily intimate business of making laws, just a touch will suffice. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The time is 29 minutes past the hour.